It is good to be in this place together. It's not just a special Sunday for BCC. If you didn't get the memo yet, we are celebrating our 75th anniversary this morning. Really, it's all year long, but this is the celebration day. And it's not just a random day that we chose. Today is also Pentecost Sunday. And so on this day, we join Christians around the world. We've been doing so for 2,000 years now and celebrating what is the birth of the church. And the Holy Spirit came upon those who were waiting for this promised one that Christ had told them about. They weren't quite sure what they were waiting for, but they were faithfully huddling together, praying together, looking for what God was going to do now that Christ was ascended into heaven. And as they were together in this place with people from all over the world gathered in Jerusalem, the Spirit came down and they began to proclaim the good news of Jesus in the languages of everyone who was around. By the end of the day, 3,000 people were baptized and this beautiful thing called church was born. And so on Pentecost Sunday, we remember that church, that our gathering together as the people of God, that we didn't create this thing ourselves. That this is the dream of God for how the work of Christ would continue in the world through his people loving him together, serving him together. And so today we celebrate BCC. Today we celebrate the Holy Spirit, Christ with us. Today we celebrate the gift of church right here and the gift of church around the world. As we do so, I want you to hear these words from Acts chapter 2. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as a fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? How is it that we hear each of us in our own native languages? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds and power." And this morning, we continue what began that day. We will share together stories of God's deeds and God's power. So glad you're here. Oh, Father God, it is good to be together in your presence and in this church, which is one of many, many, many thousands upon thousands in this nation and around the globe. All of us coming together really for one purpose, oh Lord, and that is to magnify the name of Jesus, to grow as your people, oh God, and to be empowered by your Spirit to use our gifts to serve one another and to bless this world. So, Lord, this morning as we remember, would you let our hearts be hearts full of gratitude, recounting how faithful you have been. And as we recount your faithfulness, O God, would you inspire, encourage, empower each of us to look forward to what you're going to do in this place, among these people, and still around the world. We are a people of hope, and we're a people of great expectation because we are a people who follow the risen Savior, Jesus. And so might that spirit of hope and love fill this place this day. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Colossians 3, verse 15 through 17. "And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and with gratitude in your hearts sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Days like this are fun. Days like this are important. We are called to remember together with gratitude where we've been and how faithful God has been to us. You see, over and over in Scripture, God tells his people at significant times in their story to stop what they're doing and to build an altar of some sort that they will come back to again and again and recall the mighty works of their Lord and teach their children what he has done. And so it is good for us to stop ever so often from the normal church routine and simply come together to remember the God who dreamed up this place. The God whose spirit moved through faithful people to gather on this very block in this very zip code so that we might proclaim the name of Jesus and see disciples of Jesus formed right here and sent from here to love our community and to love our world. Days like this are good and important, but days like this can also be a little bit dangerous. Because if we're not careful, we can so easily get stuck in this reminiscent, good old days kind of mentality and get to this place of thinking that the best seasons are maybe behind us or that history is always better than the future. We hear so many people despair of life these days as if God's blessings are not still abundant and good. See, this good old days mentality, that's not how it works with our God and his kingdom. His kingdom, Jesus says, is like a mustard seed. And it starts very small and gradually, faithfully, this mustard seed, it grows and it grows until someday in the future, lo and behold, all of these birds come and find their home and their rest in the branches of this great mustard tree. That's the kingdom of God. That's how the Spirit of God moves. And so on days like today, we come together and we look back and so that we can look forward. It's kind of like I have this picture of us being on the swing together. And on this swing, we lean back to remember that 75 years ago, God had on his heart that there would be a place in Belfair where people would come together to grow and to spread his love far and wide. And we lean back to remember that we have overcome some hard things over these 75 years. All kinds of transitions as pastors have come and gone. In years when the budget was oh so small, we've been a church that's been around long enough to have gone through some wars and some divisions even on the inside, divorces and deaths, pandemics, and more. And yet through it all, we look around and we say this morning, look, here we are. We're still here. We're still together. God's people are still growing. Still growing in his love together. God's people are still seeking ways to share his love together, seeking ways to share his love together. We lean back on this swing to remember the God who has always seen us through hard times. And we lean back on this swing that we're all on together. You're like, this is a little awkward. It's okay. We're still on this swing together. We lean back to remember the good times. The really good times. People coming together to invest in children and youth and every generation that this church has ever known. Good times. People traveling far to share the love of Jesus. And people getting up at 4 a.m. to cook a bunch of turkeys to share Jesus' heart right here in our own backyard. Such good times. A whole church building up a youth center and a sanctuary together. The weddings, the baby dedications, we can't even count them. Best of all, of course, the baptisms. The baptisms. If you were baptized at BCC, in this baptistry or in the canal, whatever, would you just raise your hand? Look at that. Look at that. The baptisms. The baptisms. And there would be hundreds more of hands raised with ours. 75 years of real lives, real people learning to follow a real risen Jesus right here. We lean back to remember. We lean back to give thanks. We lean back because God is faithful, and we need to know again today that God is good. So, so good. But if you've ever been on a swing before, you know that a swing can't stay in the back position. Physics doesn't work that way. We lean back, but we don't stay leaning back. We lean back so we can kick our legs and press forward. We lean back so we can lean forward and declare anew this God who has been faithful all of these days up until now, so we can face any challenge that may lay ahead. We did COVID-19. What's next? Bring it on. We're ready. We're not afraid. We're not afraid of what's to come, for we have this God who has carried us this far, and we know he will carry us still. And so we lean back, and so that we can press forward with courage and with hearts that are willing to keep taking some risk and with spirits that are still ready to dream some spirit-infused dreams with our God. We lean back, and so we can press forward, knowing that the God who's always been good to us will be good to us even still. And so we will continue to step out. We will never grow tired of thinking of new ways to let our neighbors know that Jesus really is madly in love with them. We will continue to invest deeply in children and youth, whatever the next generation looks like, with this great hope that maybe the grandkids of our own kids will know the same Jesus we know, maybe even more intimately than we know him, because we've dared to share God's goodness with them here and now. We'll continue to break bread together. We'll continue to gather in homes and around tables, sharing our stories and our testimonies together. We'll continue to share our lives as brothers and sisters, showing this busy, independent world that we're in that there is a better way. There is a slowed down, life in community way. It is the Jesus way. We'll press onward to see which invitations still are to come our way for how to share our space and how to share our money and how to share our gifts and how to share our hearts. And so everyone might know the goodness of God. We lean back on days like this, and so that we can press on, knowing that as good as it's been in God's kingdom, the best days are always still to come. And so a bright future is ours for the taking as we press forward together, walking with our Jesus into those chapters that are still unwritten. And what fun it is to get to write those chapters with our Jesus. Do you pray with me? And so, God, we do give you thanks for all that has been, for all the people that have grown in your love in this place and shared your love from this place. Thank you for your faithfulness through hard times and your goodness in good times. And thank you for the gift of testimony today, to lift high most of all your name, O God. And Lord, we lift up the day still to come. May we dream the biggest dreams yet, fueled by your Spirit. May we give our lives in the most sacrificial, faithful way yet, overflowing with your love. May we continue to look forward to what it means to be your people in this world, in this day, at this time. And may we take on our identity and our calling with great joy, for it is good to be your people. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.